that glowing ember at a branch of the wisdom tree. Who knows why we are born with an ember and not aglow with a fire? Why to wisdom we must choose to aspire? Maybe because we are each to light the fire on our own. Maybe we need to wait until we are fully grown. Maybe it is just that it is a choice. But it is good that we can all have a voice. Whatever the reason to make it burn or leave it glow, there is something that each of us should know. Decisions that deal with our soul require that we witness nature whole. And that means you need to set aside machines and computer screens. And you don't just go into the mountains, but it must snow. And the cold wind should also blow. You don't need to cross the mountains to learn to see, just like you don't have to swim across the sea. A cabin will do, and grab a fine boat for the oceans too. And be prepared to sail to a real island, better yet, just as soon as you descend down from the highland. And yes, you need to see the desert too. Any one of them will do. It would be best if the cacti flowered for you. I hope you understand. I hope you do. We take care of nature, and she takes care of us. It is not even that big of a fuss. We should all know that. The office is only good for a few years. So much for that diploma and the hat. Greatness isn't really optional anymore. It is just not very nice to ask for. We need to grant ourselves a real education. No matter what city, no matter what state or nation. And then we need wisdom to grow from that. And then, greatness to follow, no matter what. It is time for humanity to emphasize learning to see the nature, the nurture, and the future, that it is all just a delicate tree. We should never have delayed by tolerating political crooks. Now we really need to take to the books. This time, it is not just about reading or listening to them. Now, we must write them. We are from nature, from the seas and the mountains and the deserts too, and you can't evolve from that, no matter what you do. There is something I must ask you to do. Prepare a backpack. You can tell yourself it's not even for you. And keep it. Keep it right by the door. It may take a week, or two, or four. But eventually, on a day of pointless overwork and woe, you'll just grab it and go. The backpack is a contract with nature and the stars, and it is purely about your wisdom and your memoirs, your journals of day-to-day adventure, as you take to the arms of Mother Nature. She will light your glowing ember, even if it is damp and drizzly November, and especially if it is deep and dark December. Get a hold of the trail. Even if you think you are going to fail, fill a journal after journal from the mountains to the sea. May your wisdom set the world free and grow endlessly.